enhancements.
Okay. Move to approve and enter into the record the purchasing policy manual dated November 12, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got 12 erroneous assessments and 3 personal property paid abatements. The 12 erroneous assessments are abatement numbers 205, 803 through 806, 819, 820, 836 through 841.
The 205, 803 through 806, were those corrections on where boundaries had changed?
No, when they platted the property, and when they sold it, they sold unit number 3 to someone, but actually what they received was unit number 2. What they were living in was in unit number 2. So they had to replat it and get the number straight.
Okay, so it was by a deed then?
Yes, a plat that was, and the 4 deeds, yes. So the 4 individuals had to sign their deeds over back to the developer, and it was quite a challenge for them to get it corrected.
Yeah.
What initially happened was the lady had a 2-bedroom unit, and she noticed her value was too high. Mm-hmm. Well, they've come to find out, she was deeded the wrong unit, so the developer and the surveyor had to work through all that stuff.
Okay, so the customer noticed it, and the customer...
Yes.
That would truly be under the erroneous assessment, yep. Then.
So they're all 4 for the same building?
Correct, yeah. This is out by Branson Hills. Villas.
Then, are erroneous, and that's 132,270. No, 137,270. Is that right?
Where are you now?
I was looking the statute for erroneous. That's 137,270.
That sounds right.
The next one, 205,819. These are a little bit more difficult. We used to have a sheet that would tell us in front, you know, what was the reason and stuff, and we don't get that now. Is that... So we just have to look at the cards and kind of guess from what's written there. And what's written, it says occupancy was omitted. What does that mean?
They failed to. They put it on the books at the full year instead of occupancy.
Okay. So that would come under, would it not, under the occupancy statute? It's not a...
Again, if you want. I mean, they called me, so I thought you would want it erroneous.
Okay. Customer called and... Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that it makes any difference.
Well...
But whatever you want to do.
Okay.
But we put it on for the whole year when it was only occupied for...
Okay.
7 months or 5 months.
And the occupancy statute directs you in that too.
Right.
But the customer called, so it could go under erroneous. Thank you for that. All we've got to look at is the notes, and I did try to touch base so we wouldn't take so much time today, but we couldn't get together on Friday. $820, is that the same thing?
Exactly the same thing, yes.
Do you see what I mean about we used to have that sheet that would tell us, I don't know where it came from.
Down here at the bottom?
Yeah, it would tell us what the reason was.
It was notes that was on the system, and there was no notes on there. Oh. The notes, from what I was told, the notes are all in the scanned copies now.
So those are notes that we put in the program and they came across the floor.
The abatement notes.
We can see about changing that.
So that would be the same thing, the occupancy, the same thing the customer called?
Yep.
And, okay. Then go down to 205-837, unless somebody else has something between that. Nightly rental.
This is a property that...
Yeah. They sent their letter in on time saying that they were... not rented on short term, and so when they got the bill, I'm assuming they called also.
Correct. They just failed to take the commercial off. They don't rent it at all.
I would go down to 205-839. Now, when I got off the property card, I think it was. Haven't looked at it in a few days, but I have mobile home added residence and two garage lowered. I didn't understand that. Customer called, did they? Or? Couldn't tell by the notes it's on it. It just said new erroneous assessment, mobile home, and AB. Didn't mean anything to me.
Well, they've corrected the value. If you look at the improvements are the same, but the depreciation is a different. See on the old one, they had it at 97% condition, and which is error. There's a 2005 built structure, and it should have been at 90%.
Okay. So the customer called, and we corrected them. Thank you very much for your time on all that.
Bet.
I'm okay. Anybody else is?
The 840, does that say Wilhelm? I can't.
Yes, that's there's a very small well house property that we don't tax well house properties, and it was an error, and they called on it as well.
But I will note, in looking back as far as I could in 2012, that person had taxed himself as a well house lot.
Yeah, it started before I came along.
Yeah, that was my note.
He may have done that to avoid any appearance of impropriety.
Yeah, it could have been.
Well, actually, well, never mind.
Yeah, I don't.
Then.
Are the ones, because I really don't know. The 260 Chateau Cove LLC and the Wholesale Advantage Home Buyers LLC, are those both Chateau Cove properties?
Yes, sir, I believe
it is. Is that the development?
Up there by the Chateau.
By the Chateau, okay.
Looks like they're going to be mostly nightly rental properties, right. Yeah.
I need to abstain on probably both of those. I don't know who actually owns those, but I have a business relationship with somebody that has something to do with those out there. So I don't know who this is exactly, but just in case, I'm not going to.
I know one name I could give you. I'm not sure on the other one.
I'll just abstain, and that way we don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
You said both of those.
There's a public name and there's a not public name attached to those. So. I say not public, you know what I mean? So I will make a. You guys have any questions or problems with them? Or?
No.
Nope.
Move to approve. Abatement numbers 205-803, 804, 805, 806, 820, 836, 837, 839, 840, and 841.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is that Exhibit A?
And just those abatement numbers.
Oh, just the abatement numbers.
I looked at 819 and 838.
I was looking for the second one. 878. 8 who?
838.
838. I move to approve abatements number 205-819 and 205-838. For November 12, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
One abstain. Motion carries.
Just so you guys know the names of the owner, you just don't know. The names given as the owners are 260 Chateau Cove and Wholesale Advantage Home Buyers LLC. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. I remember who one of them is. The second one, I don't remember. I don't remember name.
And they may have already been sold, and this may be the new owner. I don't know.
Well, and they're LLCs, too, so we don't have a way, unless they give it to the assessor and he requests
right.
it, of knowing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who it is, but I know that. Anyways.
Next three are personal property paid abatements, which are refunds. It's abatement numbers 300308 through 300310. All of these are all the same account number. It was an incorrect tax code. It was not a valuation change, but it did change with the tax code. It did change which entities should have received the funds. And it's going to cause a refund to the taxpayer.
But it'll be taken away